Welcome to Inside Agriculture. Ricky Klaverkamp here, filling in for Mick Kerr on this Monday morning. He's going to be out for the next couple weeks. I'll be here for today and tomorrow, then I'll return next week because I, too, will be taking a bit of a vacay as well. You know, it just sometimes happens that everybody's taking vacation all at the same time. All right, let's get down to brass tacks here. The U.S. Soybean Export Council had a busy week leading up to the Memorial Day holiday. Chad Smith has the details.
USEC hosted the Soybean Oil Masters Program. Jim Sutter, CEO of USEC, talked about what went on.
We've got 110 attendees in Indianapolis, Indiana, where together with the Indiana Soybean Association, USEC is hosting our Soybean Oil Masters Program. So we've got people from about 15 different countries who are at some stage in the process of using soybean oil. They're food manufacturers, soy processors, soy refiners, and they're here improving their knowledge of soy, how to better use it, the safety of soy, the benefits of soy, and particularly the advantages of U.S. soy.
This kind of program offers big benefits to U.S. soy customers.
Well, it benefits customers because they understand more about the differences between soybean oil from U.S. soybeans versus oil from other origin beans, the quality differences, the shelf life differences, all of those advantages. So they're able to put that to use in their business. We have numerous U.S. soy exporters that will also be in attendance. So we'll be having 70 business-to-business meetings with these different people. So they may make some contacts that allow them to be a better importer of U.S. soy into their country. And also they just learn the latest and greatest kind of knowledge about how best to use soy, the latest on the sustainability of U.S. soy, which is a big marketing point in many countries around the world.
Programs like this fit the goals USEC has set in promoting U.S. soy.
Our key strategic goals are differentiate, elevate a preference for U.S. soy, and then, of course, make sure we have market access. And I was telling somebody earlier today that I think this program is a great example of doing all three of those things. Because through the educational process, we're differentiating, we're elevating a preference. Through the talking about regulations, the science behind the utilization of U.S. soy, we're making sure people understand the opportunity to have market access. So it's doing that, and it's also diversifying markets for U.S. soy. You know, we want to be in every market where we can, where it makes sense for U.S. soy to go.
Program attendees even had a chance to see the Indy 500 over Memorial Day weekend.
The Indiana Soybean Association has been such a great partner. We've done this several years in a row now. They really help it come alive because we are able to show all the way from farm through export locations, how the process works for these people, how the U.S. export supply chain works. And there happens to be a big sporting event in Indy, which the international participants, if they're so interested, have the opportunity to go to, and that's the Indy 500.
Again, that's Jim Sutter with USEC. Chad Smith reporting.
It's time to break for the markets.